In Southern California, a recently fired nuclear power plant worker has been arrested for threatening to kill some former co-workers. Orange County Sheriff's deputies found more than 300 weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition at his home and storage locker. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Orange County Assistant Sheriff George Jaramillo stood behind an array of three dozen or so rifles, some of them illegal assault weapons, a like number of handguns, a rocket launcher, and a couple of inert hand grenades, as he announced the arrest late Tuesday of 43-year-old David Lee Reza. All of the weapons had been recovered either from Reza's home in Laguna Niguel or his storage locker in San Juan Capistrano. Reza had been a mechanic at the San Onofre nuclear power plant in northern San Diego County since 1984. He was let go in December. On Friday, said Jaramillo, Reza made a call to an unnamed acquaintance.
Wherein he stated, quote, they have taken my job, they have taken my life, I have nothing to lose, I don't have anything to lose, I'll take my gun and go to San Onofre and whack a bunch of people.
The person who received the call alerted Southern California Edison, which operates the San Onofre plant, and they in turn alerted the sheriff. Reza is charged with making terrorist threats, possession of cocaine, and a slew of weapons violations. Jaramillo emphasized that Reza's threats were against individuals, not the nuclear plant itself.
He never said he was going to blow up the plant. He never said he's going to shoot at the plant. He said he's going to whack a bunch of people. So our position and the reason we acted the way we did is because anybody between where he was and where the plant was subject to danger.
When Reza was first hired at San Onofre, he passed an FBI background check, a psychological evaluation, drug and alcohol tests, and had access to secure areas of the plant, according to Ray Golden, a spokesman for Southern California Edison. While declining to provide details, Golden said Reza was discharged in 1995 and reinstated in 1998, but this time without access to secure areas. And last month, when Reza was terminated, said Golden, he was effectively barred from the site.
His badges had been removed. We had photo pictures of him at all of our plant entrances with explicit instructions to our security that he was not to come inside that. Security's always been tight at the nuclear plant. Since September 11th, it's become even tighter.
David Lee Reza denied making threats in a telephone interview with the Orange County Register, saying he was being picked on because he was an American Indian and had an unresolved disability dispute with Southern California Edison. Even Orange County Assistant Sheriff Jaramillo believes there will have to be further investigation before it's clear how serious a threat Reza posed.
He may be a gun collector who was really upset and did something really, really stupid.
But given the community's concern with terrorism, said Jaramillo, any kind of threat will be investigated. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.